Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here with Elizabeth Simpson and Teresa Goddard. They are senior consultants for the Job Accommodation Network. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hello, thanks.
So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody, what is the Job Accommodation Network and what is your purpose?
Job Accommodation Network is a free service that is funded through the Office of Disability Employment Policy. We provide information and consultation, confidential consultation on Title I of the Americans with Disabilities Act and job accommodations.
Title I being?
That's the part that has to do with employment.
Okay. All right. So this applies to anybody with any sort of a disability, I would assume, or?
Yes. Anyone can call us with any disability or impairment. We get calls from employers, employees, individuals, family members.
What type of information might I be able to obtain by calling you?
Well, for an individual, they might want information on how to write an accommodation request letter to their employer to try to get whatever it is that they need in the workplace. Let's say you need a certain piece of equipment, and you're having trouble getting it across to your boss that this is what you need and why. Well, we might be able to talk with you and help you through the process of getting that. The first step is often to write an accommodation request letter.
Sure. So you are, since you're familiar with the process, you are able to advise clients, both employers, employees, and everybody else, what is possible, what your rights are as an employee or an employer.
That's correct, but we are not a legal service, so we can't provide legal guidance, but we do provide general information.
Do you have like a directory, or do you do referrals for legal if somebody were in that situation, or how would...
We can do referrals to just about anybody. We do referrals to legal assistants. We can provide a referral to enforcing agencies. A lot of the referrals we provide are for other employment services, state and federal employment services, assistive technology projects, vocational rehabilitation, just about anyone we can track down.
Got you. What would you say is the most common misconception among among employers as far as what, you know, how they perceive people with disabilities?
I would say that it might be that they're not, that making an accommodation is going to cost a lot of money. And because of that, we actually do a study every year on the cost of accommodations and the benefits of providing an accommodation. We make that information available on our website. And we actually have found through our study, which takes information obtained from employers, that generally speaking, the cost of accommodation is minimal. Over half the time, there is not a cost for an accommodation, and when there is, the typical cost is about $500.
Sure. Is it the employer's responsibility to pay for, or does it really depend on the situation?
Generally, it would fall to the employer to purchase or provide or pay for an accommodation. We do offer some options or referrals to agencies that might be able to assist with that if the employer is not able to.
What about the situation, of course, 70% of people with disabilities being unemployed? Do you offer any services to help people become employed? Or?
Unfortunately, that's not part of our service. We provide information
once you have a job.
Or if you're trying to go through the application process.
Okay.
However, if somebody called us and that was their situation, we would try to make an appropriate referral to someone who could help them.
Okay. So once you get to the point where you at least have a job that you're ready to apply for and you need help and you want someone to help you through the process, that's where you come in.
That's a great time to call us.
Okay. And how much do these services cost? Or?
Absolutely nothing. We are a free service.
Everything we do is free.
Okay. And you are primarily available over the phone, or do you also have online services?
You can reach us over the phone. Our phone number is 1-800-526-7234. We also receive inquiries or questions through an online chat option that we have available on our website and email options on our website, too. We have something called Jan On Demand, where you can pose your questions and you'll get an answer back from a consultant. Our website is askjan.org if you need to get a hold of us.
So that'd be A-S-K-J-A-N. www.cisun.org. How long does it take typically to get a response back if you put in a question on the website?
About a day.
Okay. And what are the hours for the phone system?
We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. It's probably a service that a lot of people are not really aware of. You find that a lot, that they don't know you exist?
Well, we like to say we're a well-kept secret in some ways, but the truth is we get over 30,000 contacts per year.
Wow.
So a lot of people are finding us, but we would love it if more people found us.
Well, great. Well, hopefully some people will take advantage of your services. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, Teresa, for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having us today.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.